Well, let us go to God in prayer. God, morning, amazing God, we thank you for this day that you have made. And today on this Tuesday, we will trust your timing, God. We will rely on you. We will get to know you today. We will put you first, God, in your kingdom and your righteousness. We will find confidence in you, Father. So we thank you, God, for your presence here on the Master's Call. We thank you for giving the mandate and the mission to Dr. P.K. Roberts and to Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and we thank you for their obedience and their commitment and their yes, God. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would just increase in them right now, Father. I pray that every single need will be met. I speak that you would give them comfort, peace, and strength right now in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And I come right now lifting up every person that will dial into this, the Master's Call, on this day where we will trust your timing, God. And so I lift up Artists International to you and the Diaz de Leon family. I lift up Elvia to you, God, and I pray right now that as she has her hand on her womb, God, that you will continue to do great things within her, Father. I pray right now that there will be no pain, no sickness, and I speak total and complete healing in her mind and in her body right now, Father. And as we have been reloaded in Artists, I pray that you would take us to higher and higher heights in you, God. And I come right now lifting up our messenger this morning. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would increase in him or her as they decrease, God, that your word will go forth unhindered, uncontaminated, in the name of Jesus, God. And I pray that our ears will be open and receptive to hear what thus says the Lord. So we give you, God, the glory. We give you the honor, and we give you the praise, for this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And not only that, we will trust your timing on this Tuesday. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen, and amen. And at this time, without further ado, I would like to turn this call over to our hostess with the mostest. Are you out there this morning?
I am, Minister Tiffany. Can you hear me, dear one?
I hear you loud and clear, Prayer General. Minister Robin, take it away.
Praise God, praise God. I love that chat. Thank you so much, Minister Tiffany. God morning. God morning to each one of you. I am going to say that to you along with Minister Tiffany. This is Minister Robin here on the East Coast, and we welcome you to our awesome call, the Master's Call. This is an awesome call, and we are glad that you have the opportunity to join us on Trust God and This Timing Tuesday. Let me just share with you briefly about our call. It was founded by two wonderful women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts. She is also known as Dr. Dimple, and our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. These women, they are faithful to the Lord. They are faithful to this call, and they came forward listening to our King, trusting him, his timing, and look what happened. We were founded October 25th, 2010. Well, we stand on a powerful scripture located in Psalms 88:13, and it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Because that's what this call is all about. It is about prayer. It is about the Master. We put God first, and God wants us to pray for his people. So we find it an honor and a privilege to do so. We have a mission statement, and our mission statement is to enrich, to enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And that is happening in each and every single one of our lives. So we are, again, glad that you are here with us. Our call is Monday through Friday. We have 7 o'clock is the time that we start Central Standard Time, 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 o'clock Pacific, and 6 o'clock Mountain. So you can also go to our website. All of our messages have been downloaded for you. The website address is www.themasterscall.net. You can listen to the message there. You can put it on your social media page. You can email it to a friend. You can read about all of the speakers, and you can also send us an email. If you would like to send an email to us and you would like us to pray for you, you would like us to rejoice with you, you would like to become part of our team, you would like to even bring a word forward, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon or myself, we will get back to you. Send it all to info@themasterscall.net. We have an awesome company that many of us are entrepreneurs, wealthpreneurs. The company is Artists International. It is owned by the Diaz de Leon family, and we are so grateful that we have an opportunity to be able to share with other individuals what our products are about. We have health and nutrition products, and we have reshaping garments and products also. So if you would like to learn more about Artists International, feel free to get back to the person who has invited you to the call. And for those artist entrepreneurs, we have a morning motivational call. And that call is led by Platinum President Dorothy Cook, a team of awesome leaders. And that number is 530-881-1300. The PIN code is 539-598-POUND, and it is immediately following this call. Well, I'm going to get out of the way right now, and I'll come back and give you that information after the call, but I want you to get your pen, your paper, your iPad, your Android, whatever you're using, the Word of God, the Sword of the Spirit. I am going to tell you about this mighty man of God that is bringing the Word forward for us today. And this is Pastor Everett. He is an awesome man of God, Reverend Everett Thomas. He was baptized, born again, and a believer, and an ordained minister. And he's been preaching the gospel for over 35 years. He was the first assistant minister to the late pastor of Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church. And he was also the senior evangelist for Calvary Baptist District. But he is currently serving as a senior minister at Mercy House Church in Michigan. He's also a biblical counselor. He founded and he's also the president of Jehovah Jireh Ministries. And this ministry provides assistance. It provides needs for people who are hurting. He also sponsors a coffee house. It also has concerts, seminars, and they assist the elderly. He officiates every Sunday at the worship service right across the street in an apartment development. Praise God. And he knows that these individuals, they may not be able to attend church, but he takes the church to them because we are the church. He is committed to God and the community. And Reverend Thomas, he's also the past president of the Lincoln Park Rotary. He's a board member of the Down River YMCA. He has been married for 20-plus years to his lovely wife, Cheryl, and his mission is to be used by God to transform lives in spirit, soul, and body. He, too, is an artist entrepreneur. He, too, is one of our team members. And without any further delay, get ready because I know the man of God has a word for us from the throne room. Are you there, Reverend Everett Thomas?
Yes, ma'am, Mr. Robin. Can you hear me?
I sure can. God bless you.
Well, praise God. To God be the glory. We thank God for this opportunity and privilege to say a word on this day, on this Trust God morning. I want to give praise and honor to God for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon for the vision of this call and opportunity to share on this call. And just want to say good morning to all of you today. We thank God for Minister Tiffany and Ms. Robin, you both doing an excellent, tremendous, super fantastic job. Amen. So TMC family, let's go to God in prayer. Father, we just praise your name for this opportunity to say a word on your behalf to thy people. God, we ask you would, oh God, speak through me to me as we go forth in this word. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, we're looking at the Gospel according to St. Luke, the 15th chapter. Let's look at verse 10 and down through some of the following verses. It says, "Likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repents." Verse 11, and he said, "A certain man had two sons. And the younger of them said to his father, 'Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me.' And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the young son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with righteous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in the land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, 'How many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants.'" Verse 20, "And he rose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son.' But the father said to his servants, 'Bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand, and shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fatted calf, and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.' And they began to be merry." They had a party, y'all. How about that? "Now his eldest son," well, we're not going to go that far. We're just going to stop right there. The key verse here is verse 20 that I want to kind of lift up and for your hearing. It says, "And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him." Well, today we're going to talk about compassion in action. Compassion in action. Wow, we don't hear a whole lot about compassion these days. And I feel that it's very, very important. God in his word tells us so much about compassion throughout the scriptures. We're going to go in a few of those. But right now, just what does compassion say? Compassion basically, it means some sympathetic consciousness of their others' distress together with their desire to alleviate it. Let's try that again. Sympathetic consciousness of others' distress together with a desire to alleviate it. Wow, it's not enough just to be sorry, or I feel your pain. I see what you're going through. I'm sorry that you're hurting. But it goes a step further. Compassion don't only just say, I'm sorry about your loss, I'm sorry about what you're going through, but it goes in action. Compassion is an action word. And you can't just say, I feel what you're going through. What can we do to help alleviate the pain? I know many times you say, you hear people get up and give remarks and say, well, I understand you're going through. I've been there. And, well, if you need me, just call me. You know, I'll be there for you. Well, compassion in action says, you don't have to call me. You know, I don't have to wait to hear from you. I'm here for you. In fact, after this funeral, you're going to hear from me. You're going to hear from me. I'm going to be there for you. In other words, meet the need. If it's just a need to just have somebody to talk to be with, to go somewhere with, amen. Compassion in action is something that is lacking a lot in our community, and I believe the community would be a whole lot better if we had compassion for our neighbor. Speaking of that, let's go to Luke chapter 10. Goes back to Luke chapter 10, if you don't mind, and see what compassion has to do with this story here. Chapter 10. It's a very, very familiar scripture, and we're going to deal with that even right now. Chapter 10. Let's see what it says here. All right, starting at verse 25. It says, and behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? He said unto him, what is written in the law? How readest thou? And he answered and said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy strength and with all thy mind and thy neighbor as thyself. And he said unto him, thou hast answered right, this do, and thou shalt live. But he, willing to justify himself, saying unto Jesus, and who is my neighbor? Jesus answered and said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side, because he has another agenda. And likewise, a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side, because he had something else going on his agenda. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. And when he saw him, he had what? Compassion on him. Wow. Wow. A Samaritan had compassion. And look what happened here. These religious people, a priest and a Levite, didn't think enough to check on the man. Didn't think enough to stop by and say, what can I do to assist you? What about us going to church on Sunday? Passing by people on the corner, people are lost and need direction, but we in a hurry. I got to get to church. I got to go to church. But how many know we are the church? How many know we have to take the church to some people and have compassion on them? You don't have to be out here, amen, living aimlessly. You don't have to be out here, amen, homeless. You don't have to be out here on the corner doing what you do. God has a purpose for your life, and God has, amen, an assignment with your name on it. Can I help you find your destiny? So we need to learn what it means to have compassion in action. Well, it starts with sympathy. Sympathy is an affinity, association, or relationship between personal things wherein whatever affects one similarly affects the other. In other words, if you're down, I'm down with you. But I'm not going to stay down there. I'm going to pick you up. If you're weeping, I'm going to weep with you, but I'm not going to stay weeping with you. I'm going to dry my eyes and help you dry your eyes and help you realize that there's a better day coming. We've been made a do for just a night, but joy, come on somebody, cometh in the morning. So we have to understand there is compassion, amen, that we should have in the body of Christ. Yes, we're going to build the kingdom of God, but we need compassion to build God's kingdom. Let's look at a couple more scriptures here. Look at Matthew chapter 9. Let's go there right quick. Matthew chapter 9 and the 36th verse. It says, but when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion. Talking about Jesus here. He moved with compassion on them because they fainted. In other words, they were weary and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. And then said he to his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Yes, there's work to be done. But it takes more compassion. It takes compassion in action. We have to, amen, do something. We have to move. We have to keep on pushing, as I believe Curtis Mayfield had to tell us one time, amen, way back when. All right, let's go to the 14th chapter, 14th chapter of Matthew, 14th chapter of Matthew, and the 14th verse. And it reads, and Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion toward them, and he healed their sick. Wow, wow, wow. We are in a business opportunity. Many of you are aware of that. That's on this line called Artists International. And how many people have we heard that, wow, I need to lose weight. Wow, I got a high blood pressure. Wow. I got cholesterol problems. I got diabetes. I got all these issues. And what do? I'm so sorry to hear that. But we got something in our hands. If we have compassion and action, says, well, I have something. We can't make medical claims, but there's testimony after testimony that people have been really helped with our products. Can I share something with you? That's compassion and action. Let somebody know that we have something that might just make the difference in your life, for your life. And not only with your illness, but you may have lack in your financial arena. We have an opportunity that just might help you financially. So compassion and action, not just shaking our heads. That's a shame. That's pitiful. You just broke as a joke. You just don't have nothing going on. You're sick and you act like you just don't. Amen. Want to get well? You prayed. You cried. You've been to doctor after doctor, and you're still sick. Well, there's someone called Dr. Jesus, and let me introduce you to him. Well, I threw that in there real quick because many times we may be guilty of sharing our products, but don't share Jesus. I don't mean to hurt somebody's feelings, but I'll step on somebody's toes, but that's pointing to me as well. Every opportunity we have to share our products, we have to make sure we let them know that we have a Savior that can save you. Are you saved? Because no matter how well you get through our products, no matter how healthy you get, but you're going to leave here one day. Amen. We all going to leave here one day. And there's a resurrection. There's another place, life after this life. And are you ready to meet the King? And I heard that there's a place called heaven, but heaven is a place for prepared people. Are you prepared to go there? And some people say, well, we're all God's children. No, we're all God's creation. But to be God's child, you must be born again. So let me help you be prepared. Let me tell you about a Savior. Let me tell you about someone, amen, that's not only prepare you for heaven, but can give you a little heaven while you're here on planet Earth. All right, let me give you some more evidence here. 15th chapter of Matthew. What it says here in verse 32. Let's see what it says here. 15th chapter of Matthew, verse 32. And then Jesus called his disciples unto him and said, I have compassion on the multitude because they continue with me now 3 days and have nothing to eat. And I would not send them away fasting or hungry, lest they faint in the way. So here's Jesus. And I question the disciples, says, they've been with us a long time. Let them go and feed themselves, find a place where they can get something else to eat. Jesus had compassion. No. They've been with me. I preached to them and healed so many of them, but they're tired. They need food. They're hungry. So we can't leave them hanging like that. So Jesus had compassion on them. And the last scripture I want to share with you also in Matthew, let's see what chapter 20, verse 34. Have to say about that, Matthew 20 and 34. What does it say? It says here, so Jesus had compassion on them and touched their eyes, and immediately their eyes received sight, and they followed him. Wow. So if we are followers of Christ, we say we're Christians, we say that we're baptized, born-again believers, are we really following his example? He led by showing us compassion in action. Are we taking notes this morning? Do we really know what it means to have compassion in action? In other words, we have to do something about the problem. And we have something in our hands that can make a difference. Yes, we have products that can make a difference. In fact, we say artists, an appointment with artists can change your life. But we also want to, as we tell them that, we have a Savior, we have Jesus, that can make all the difference in the world, in your life. God bless you. I believe that's enough for today. Back in the hands of you, Minister Robert. I'm done.
That's Amen. It. Can you hear me, Reverend Pastor Everett Thomas?
Oh, yeah. I can
hear
you.
Can you hear me, sir?
Loud and
clear. God. I so, so love that. Awesome, awesome, awesome. I will be calling you back as soon as I go to the Lord in prayer and make a couple of announcements. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, you are so awesome. You are worthy to be praised. You are exalted. You are high and lifted up. And we thank you, Lord, for an opportunity to be able to come before you. Come before you, Lord, with our prayer requests. Come before you, Lord, with singing in our hearts. Coming before you, knowing that you're giving us an opportunity to have and to make others know about you. So, Lord, I just want to thank you, and I want to honor you. I want to say that because this is trust in you, your timing on this Tuesday, we trust you, we honor you, we acknowledge you in all of our ways. We're not going to lean to our own understanding. We know that you have a plan and a purpose for every person that is on this call. And, Lord, you are the good shepherd, and we are your sheep. And we will not follow the voice of a stranger. So teach each and every single one of us, Father God, how to be sensitive, how to have that compassion, how to love people the way you love them, Father, how to go to them, Father God, and to see beyond ourselves, to see what their needs are, Lord, and also to put that compassion to work, put it in action. Because we're that light that dispels darkness. I ask you to fill Reverend Thomas to overflowing. Continue to give him the knowledge of your will and wisdom and spiritual understanding. Continue to bless him and his family in the mighty name of Jesus. You are Jehovah Jireh, and you are providing every single need that he and his ministry needs in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God, for Minister Tiffany giving us this awesome task. We thank you, Lord, because we trust you. We know that you supply all of our needs. We trust you. We know that you are the great I am. We trust you. We know that you are the healer. So those that need healing, those that need provision, those that need peace, you are Jehovah Shalom, the God of peace. We trust you, knowing that you are going to ensure that all of these things come to pass. We trust you for being the comforter. We trust you because you are the deliverer. We trust you because you are the one who has redeemed our lives from destruction. We honor you, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, for everything that you are doing in our lives and through our lives, being our healer, being our deliverer, being our redeemer, showing us, Father, to love your people the way you loved us. To have that compassion, to move forward, Father God, in authority, knowing that your anointing is on us, up on us, Father God, and we can do exactly what Jesus did when he walked on this earth. He laid hands on the sick and they recovered. He went about, Father God, doing good, and he knew you were with him. So we trust you, your timing, giving us your compassion, causing us to act on it, to apply it, and to impart it in the lives of others in the name of Jesus. Well, family members, if you want to listen to this message again, feel free to dial. Today you can listen to it by dialing 712-432-1085. The PIN code is 957-677-POUND. You can go back to the website and download it there. And don't forget, immediately following this call, go to the MMC call. That's our morning motivational call. And that number is 530-881-1300. The PIN code is 539-598-POUND. Minister Tiffany, we love you. You're awesome. God bless you, victorious woman of God. Pastor Everett, please come forward and seal this powerful word.
Well, the songwriter says, trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Father, we ask that you would help us, oh God, to be more trusting in you, God, knowing that you have a perfect track record, God. So bless our going out and our coming in until we meet again. In Jesus' name, and we thank you. Amen.
Conference is being recorded.